it's often the case after redistricting that you'll see some movement one way or the other in terms of a partisan shift, and there's absolutely none in Idaho this year. So I guess that means the redistricting turned out to be fairly neutral. The other thing I'd mention is that while the numbers are the same in terms of the partisan distribution, the people are not the same. There's going to be a fairly significant number of freshmen in the House, and there's going to be 7 or 8 people who were in the House who are moving up to the Senate this time. So there's going to be some personnel changes, but the partisan distribution remains the same.
And what do those personnel changes mean for the Idaho House and Senate? The House is usually more conservative. Senate is usually more moderate Republican. Will that change now?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means on the House side at this point, just because these are freshmen and I honestly don't know a whole lot about some of them at this point. I don't see that it could be any more conservative than it was. So it might moderate a little bit. I don't think a lot, but a little bit. The Senate is likely to become a bit more conservative than it was. And just how all that plays out depends in part on leadership as well, and you know, and how those leadership contests in the House turn out, and that remains to be seen. That won't really be decided until 4 weeks or so from now.
What do you expect from the new legislature? Will they swing moderate, more extreme? Are we going to see more issues-oriented ideas coming out of the legislature this year?
They're going to have to address several things quite clearly. One of them is the health care exchange and health insurance exchange. They're going to have to deal with that now. Their approach last year was basically hope it goes away. That is, hope we get a Republican president, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, they can somehow repeal, and we don't have to deal with this at all. You know, it's kind of the ostrich approach to this. Well, obviously, now they have to deal with it. And it's kind of late in the game to be dealing with some of this, but that's got to be on the forefront. Now, it's possible that the governor can just go ahead without them at this point. He has some executive authority to, you know, start setting up the health exchange. But I'm sure there has to be some legislation to dot the I's and cross the T's. There's a lot of talk about some changes in the tax structure, particularly in regard to the personal property tax, the business tax. So I think that's one of the things that's going to be in the agenda. And I assume they're going to, you know, hold a conversation now and hopefully a more open conversation about education and what needs to be done. Because clearly the propositions all got slammed pretty hard, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a reason to think seriously about changes in education, not just here, but in all states at this point.